This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is Terrell Owens one of your favorite actors?
He's a bad actor.
Where does he rank on your thespian list?
Yeah, it's not high, man.
Yeah, not
this
high.
This guy's not, he's not a good dude.
No.
I mean, he's you know, the way he's handled this up to this point, and I like the more he talks, so I like know what he's thinking. I like that he's sharing more, but the way he's going about this is making him look even worse and worse.
And we're talking about his flag football career, right?
Is he in that league?
He's in that league.
Okay. Did he make the
Ochocinco's
finals?
Ochocinco's in that league.
Well, not anymore. They got knocked out. But the finals are here on Thursday at BBVA Compass.
Yes.
Our friend Dan Orlovsky is the color guy in that league. We're not talking about flag football.
No,
we're talking about the Hall of Fame. And this was in response to a tweet. Someone tweeted this weekend, and Terrell Owens decided to go ahead and retweet it and give his take. And this is the first we're hearing as to why, that I can remember, as to why he's skipping the induction ceremony. This Brad Deuster, whoever it is, tweets, Jerry Kramer was more deserving won titles and waited decades and will be gracious. Glad you're staying away. So I don't know if that's a media member or a fan. This is somebody tweeting at Terrell Owens to give him the what for over not showing up for the induction ceremony. Terrell Owens retweets it and he says, I'm so happy for Jerry. You shouldn't have had to wait that damn long either. I'm doing this for guys like him, past, present, and future. So what Terrell Owens is basically saying is that he is doing this. He is essentially boycotting the Hall of Fame induction ceremony and conducting his own induction ceremony where he's going to give a speech at his alma mater, Tennessee Chattanooga. He's doing it on behalf of all the guys who've ever had to wait to get into the Hall of Fame. My guess is Jerry Kramer and Robert Brazil and guys like that do not want, or maybe do not care, that Terrell Owens is speaking for them.
That's my guess.
Yeah.
I can't imagine them caring one bit. And I feel bad for all the inductees, because this is an incredible class of inductees.
It's about as good a class as you'll get. Yeah.
And nobody's talking about the other guys in this class. They're only
Ray
talking
Lewis.
About Terrell Owens. Yeah.
Yeah.
Brian
Randy,
Urlacher, Randy Brian Moss. Dawkins, Randy Moss,
Kramer in Brazil.
Doom. Yeah. So it's there's a lot of phenomenal players going in, and nobody's talking about them because of Terrell Owens. And I'm just glad he said what we all kind of thought was the reason why he was doing this.
Right.
I mean, at least we know for sure because it came out of his mouth.
It's not anxiety over
right.
people not showing up.
Right.
It is truly, he feels jilted. And he's making a statement about feeling jilted.
Yeah. And look, maybe a lot of people say, if you just look at the numbers, you look at his career and his numbers, you would say, okay, it was probably worthy of a first ballot. But He's an a-hole. He's a first-class a-hole.
Yep.
And that should have factored in to me as far as when he got in.
It did.
And I've never really heard of anybody being this disgruntled about it being taking
this is unprecedented.
Long.
This is unprecedented.
It is unprecedented.
I will agree to disagree with you on one thing. You just said you didn't mind him having to wait because he's kind of an a-hole. See, I don't like when the voters do that. I don't like when personalities, are factored in. Especially in the case of a guy whose career accomplishments just scream from the mountaintop Hall of Famer. This this guy, the moment he played his last down of NFL football, this was a first ballot, no question about it, Hall of Famer. He deserved that. I don't like that they use the power they have to stick it to T.O. Now, I like it even less that he feels like he's sticking it back to them because tit for tat never works for anyone involved.
What I'll say about that, hold on, Sean. What I'll say about that, though, Rich, is that he's playing a team sport. There's a lot of people who say he was a cancer in some locker rooms. It was all about him. Like, yeah, he got his, and he's going in because he got great numbers, but was he a good teammate? And this is the ultimate team game. It's the most interdependent sport we have. I have to rely on somebody else to do their job if I'm going to be any good at mine. And so I have to factor that. That's why I factor that in. It's just because he wasn't necessarily – a guy who brought other guys together.
I'm okay with that. I respect that. But what was it, his third year on the ballot that he got in?
Third year.
I mean, talk to Jerry Kramer. Talk to Robert Brazil. Talk to some of these guys. They're not bitter. They're as grateful as they've been in their entire life that they're being included. They're not looking back on past slights. They're looking forward to much deserved, if not overdue, but much deserved honors.
And there's no sliding scale for when you get it. It's like you're a Hall of Famer. You're not a 10th ballot Hall of Famer. Or you don't have that.
Right. It's never going to come up.
It's never going to come up. And so that's what's the unfortunate part, man, is and it almost he.
Yeah, that's a great point. You list all the Hall of Famers. If you did a quiz and go, OK, what ballot did these guys get in on? Nobody remembers. I mean, you guess first for some of them because, you know, they're the great, you know, Joe Montana, guys like that. At the end of the day, it's a subjective thing. So I disagree with it, but I don't take umbrage to guys not putting Owens in the first or second time. If in their subjective assessment, they assess being a good teammate and what he did in the locker room. If they apply a bigger portion of their grade to that than I do, then that's their right to do that. And that was enough to keep him out. To me, it's guys that say, well, he was just a jerk. Well, you can't keep him out for being a jerk. No. If it affected teams, and you could argue it affected teams. He wound up on six of them, I think, in his NFL career, five or six teams. So I don't have a big issue with that. I have a huge issue with him not showing up and making it about himself. And I took the weekend to kind of think about how I feel about how the Hall is handling this. Because you just mentioned something, Rich, like the tit-for-tat nature of T.O. was a jerk. So if you're just using him being a jerk to not put him in the Hall of Fame, it's two wrongs. Two wrongs don't make a right. And I kind of feel that way about how the Hall of Fame is handling it. McClain, I know, has no issue with the way the Hall is handling it. And John made his case for that. And I'm like, okay, that makes sense. He's not there. You don't want it to distract. But I was listening to Ken Carman last night, who does the show after mine on CBS. I was listening on the way home. This was the topic in the open. And I thought he made a really persuasive case for the Hall of Fame to at least do something during the ceremony, whether it's like a 2 or 3 minute video about T.O., to acknowledge him.
I agree.
It's called
taking the high road.
Yeah, exactly. Not acknowledging him in Canton, like on billboards and stuff, but actually acknowledging him within the body of the induction ceremony, which they do not intend to do on that Sunday that they're doing this. And Ken kind of brought me over to that side about taking the high road. You're just by ignoring him during the ceremony, it just looks kind of petty to me.
It's another tit for tat shot.
Yeah. And so I feel like the Hall of Fame had a real opportunity to kind of put themselves above this little mini mess that T.O. has created.
I hear you guys. That's a tough one though. That is a tough one because I would almost want to consult with the inductees. I would want to
take a vote.
I would want to call Brian Urlacher. I'd want to call Ray Lewis. Brian Dawkins, Randy Moss, and just get their opinions on the thing. You know, how would those guys feel sitting there watching a 2 to 3 minute vignette on Terrell Owens when he's not even there, and in all this time, you know, leading up to the Hall of Fame, nobody's talking about those guys. We're all talking about this one player, and then they got to see him in a 2 to 3 minute vignette montage kind of thing. I just don't know how. I would be concerned about how the inductees felt, and those were the guys' opinions that I would want to get from.
I can respect that. The thing about the 2 to 3 minute vignette option, if you will, that we're talking about here, I think it does a couple of things. Number one, it's a class move by the Hall of Fame. Were they to do that, it would absolutely be the definition of taking the high road and not allowing his pettiness to detract from what's going on over there. Yeah. But you know what it would also do unintentionally? Shine a further spotlight on what a D-bag Owens is. This would not be the intent. This would not be the intent, but it would remind everyone what a jerk he's being by not being there.
Yeah. What do you think the crowd reaction would be at the Hall of Fame if they showed a 2 or 3 minute video of T.O. highlights and then, 2 or 3 minutes to music highlights, and then at the end it's a big picture of T.O.'s face with a Hall of Fame logo next to it.
Not only would it be the first no-show ever, there'd be the first booze ever in Canton,
Do you think
Ohio.
They would? Do you think it'd be a commercial booze?
Not a lot, but there'd be some.
Oh, there'd be booze for sure.
Yeah, I
don't think it would be like booze like a wrestling heel coming out of the runway. Like, everybody's booing. I think the Hall of Famers would in a very classy way, I think they would clap for the video, the Hall of Famers who were up on the stage, because playing that video should embody the spirit of what we think the Hall of Fame is about. And I think those guys view themselves, rightfully so, as being almost, you know, embedded. They're like sewn into the walls of the Hall of Fame. They're woven into the tapestry of that building.
Yeah, it's weird though. I feel like there's going to be a Hall of Famers that are going to be those Hall of Famers that are going to be sitting there going, you know, he doesn't even want to be part of this team. You know, you're theoretically you're in the Hall of Fame, man.
What would you do if you were sitting up there? You're a former player. If you were a Hall of Fame player sitting up on that stage and they played a TO video, what would you do?
I'm going to be respectful during it, and I'm going to, you know, I won't, but I would not be inside. I would not be happy about it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I wouldn't be happy about it.
I don't think those guys up on the stage necessarily would be there. I'm just talking about what the reaction would be to the video. I do think there'd be boos in the crowd. I don't think there would be any sort of, I think guys on the stage would clap, because I think if you're not clapping, it becomes a big deal that you're not clapping.
And that's my whole point. Yeah. I think you're going to show outwardly that respect, but inwardly, I don't think it wouldn't sit well with me, and I can't imagine it sitting well with those guys. Because this is one of the more decorated classes going in, and these guys are like, and you don't even want to join us? I mean, this is an elite group, and he's not joining them, and they got to take it personally. I know it's... They shouldn't take it personal, but I bet you a part of them takes it personal that he's not doesn't want to be part of it with them.
What are the odds that he gets mentioned in any of the speeches? I know like Jerry Kramer's not. Who knows? Maybe the old timers mention him just to, you know, give a lesson to some of these youngsters out there. But like Randy Moss and Terrell Owens were like they were. You know, wide receiver wise, they were like the Kobe and LeBron of wide receivers, like the same footprint of a career, very similar statistically, very similar kind of in their you know, the yin and yang they had going on for a number of years.
When you asked that, he's the only one I thought of that. I still would say more likely or more
although
unlikely.
Dawkins was a teammate of T.O.'s.
Right, but I still feel it's more unlikely than not that he doesn't get a mention.
I agree.
But I think if somebody is going to mention him, it might be Moss.
Yeah.
My feeling is no, he does not get mentioned at all.
Yeah.
My feeling, there's not going to be one guy that's going to utter his name, is my feeling on that deal.
That would be the favorite, I would say.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.